We begin a focus on the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born in the 6th year of the elephants. He accepted Islam in the early days. He was amongst those whom Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had called to Islam. He made both hijras, the first to Abyssinia and the second to Medina. He got married to the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before Nubuwwah, and she passed away by him on the night of the Battle of Badr. It was for this reason that he stayed away from Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him a share of, though, like those who had participated, and that's why he's considered to be amongst the Badriyin. The glad tidings of the help that Allah was to grant the Muslims came on the day when he had buried his wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married him off to his other daughter, Kulthum, and she also passed away in the 9th year after Hijrah. The ulama say that it is not known that there is any other person in the history of mankind who married two daughters of a Nabi. So this is the exclusive privilege of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He was amongst the first to make Hijrah. He was amongst the 10 who were granted glad tidings of Jannah, amongst the 6 who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa passed away while he was happy with them. He is one of those Sahaba who played a pivotal role in the gathering of the Quran, and that is why some ulama say, لَمْ يَجْمَعِ الْقُرْآنِ مِنَ الْخُلَفَاءِ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَأْمُونَ. There are two people who played a pivotal role in the gathering of the Quran, and it is Sayyidina Uthman as well as Ma'mun. That's an overview of his life. Now, we get into some of the details with regards to who he was. His full name was Uthman bin Affan bin Abd al-As bin Umayyah bin Abd al-Shams bin Abd al-Manaf bin Qusay bin Kilab. His lineage meets Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Abd al-Manaf. His mother was Urwa bin Quraiz bin Rabi'a bin Habib bin Abd al-Shams bin Abd al-Manaf bin Qusay. Urwa's mother was Ummi Hakim ibn al-Bayda binti Abd al-Muttalib. She was the sister of Abdullah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father, and said that they were twins, as has been related by some of the commentators. Uthman's father was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin, the daughter of his paternal aunt, and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father was the maternal uncle of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's mother. Uthman radiallahu anhu's mother embraced Islam and passed away during her son's khilafat. He carried her to her grave himself. His father passed away in the pre-Islamic period. His kunya, before Islam, he was known as Abu Amr. When Ruqayya, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bore him a son, Uthman radiallahu anhu named him Abdullah, and thus he became known as Abu Abdullah, and has also been known as such by the Muslims. Uthman radiallahu anhu was given the title Dhu Nurayn, the possessor of two lights. Badruddin Al-Aini has mentioned that Al-Muhallab ibn Abi Sufra was asked why Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was called the possessor of two lights, and replied, because we know of no one else who lived with two daughters of a Nabi. Abdullah ibn Umar bin Aban Al-Ju'fi asked his son, my son, do you know why Uthman was the possessor of two lights? And replied, no. He said, since Allah created Adam, no one has married two daughters of a Nabi except Sayyidina Uthman, and it will be so until the final hour. Thus, he is called the possessor of two lights. Also said to have earned this title through his extensive recitation of the Noble Quran during the Nafil Salah, and this is because the Quran and Nafil Salah at night are both considered to be two lights. When we look at the start of his life, the most accurate opinion is that he was born in Makkah 6 years after the year of the elephants, so that is 576 Common Era. However, it's also said that he was born in Taif. He was approximately 5 years younger than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was neither short nor tall. He had fine skin and large, thick beard. He had large joints, wide shoulders, lots of hair on his head, and he would dye his beard with saffron. Imam Zuhri rahimahumullah states that Uthman was medium size. He had good hair and a beautiful face. His hairline was back, he was bow-legged, and his lengthy nose had slightly convexed in the middle of a fine tip. His ankles were thick, and he had long forearms, which he usually covered with his sleeves. He had curly hair and a fine set of teeth. His hair would reach below his ears. His face was beautiful, and what seemed to be correct is that he was fair-skinned, though it's also said that his skin was brown. In terms of his family lineage, during his life, Uthman radiallahu anhu had 8 wives. He married all of them after embracing Islam. They were Ruqayya, the daughter of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who bore him Abdullah bin Uthman, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum, whom he married after Ruqayya had passed away, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. She also had a daughter, she was also a daughter of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then after that, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu married Fakhita bin Ghazwan, who bore him Abdullah the Second. She was the sister of the commander Utbah ibn Ghazwan. His fourth wife was Umm Amr binti Jundub al-Azdiya, who bore him Amr, Khalid, Aban, Umar, and Maryam. Then his fifth wife was Fatima binti al-Walid bin Abd al-Shams bin al-Mughira bin Makhzumia, who bore him al-Walid, Sa'id, and Umm Sa'd. His sixth wife was Umm al-Banin binti Uyayna ibn Hisn al-Fazariya, who bore him Abdul Malik. His seventh wife was Ramla binti Shayba ibn Rabia ibn Uwaym, who bore him Aisha, Umm Aban, Umm Amr. She embraced Islam and pledged allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then his sixth wife, his eighth wife was Naila binti al-Farfisa al-Kalbiya, who was formerly a Christian but embraced Islam before their wedding night and became a practicing Muslim. So those were some or all the wives of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, that he had 8 wives. He had in total, as you may have picked up from what we've mentioned, he had 9 sons with 5 different women through the various marriages that he had. His sons were Abdullah, the first, and that was from Sayyida Ruqayya. Then he had Abdullah the second, and Amr, with then Khalid, then Aban, Umar, Al-Walid, Sa'id, Abdul Malik. It's also stated that Naila binti Al-Farafisa bore him a son named Anbas. He had 7 daughters with 5 women: Maryam, Ummi Sa'id, Aisha, another Maryam, Umul Banin. Those were some of the names of his daughters. So that gives us some insight with regards to who Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was in terms of his lineage and in terms of who his offspring was in his ancestry, as well as those that carried his lineage going forward.